No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Good morning. What is this? Let's see. I guess it's working. I don't know. I had some technical difficulties a bit ago. Friday, January 24th, 2020 is today's date. And I don't know. I just feel like I need to do a podcast right now. So that is what I'm setting out to accomplish today. Yesterday, this white Mazda pulled up behind me as I went to my work. And what I noticed about this jack wagon, who I apparently work with, is that he doesn't use turning signals. So he didn't use any turning signal to when turning left into the lane. He didn't use a signal when turning into our place of business or when deciding on whether to go left or right once we got to T part where we can split off, right? So this guy just doesn't use his turn signals. And the only reason I brought that up is because it was a car following me just barely, and it was the same car from yesterday, but he turned already and he actually used his signals. But this guy in particular used their signals early, you know, as opposed to not using them at all. So I guess that's better than not using them at all, for sure. Oh crap. Is the road messed up or is one of my tires loose? That was a weird sensation I just got. Whew. Well, at least it's Friday. What more can you ask for? I've had a terrible week at work. For one, I called out, was it Wednesday, Tuesday? Yeah, I called out Tuesday. So we had Monday off. I called out Tuesday. Came back Wednesday. And so Wednesday is just not a good day because it was basically a Monday. I didn't want to be there. And what pissed me off is I was back, and I'm still really backed up on work because basically as I was juggling five different jobs, right? Imagine a fucking court gesture. Imagine me being a little stupid court gesture, going around like a stupid idiot, fixing everyone's problems while I fall behind on my own problems because of how demanding this fucking job is. And so imagine me juggling five different jobs, five roles, right, when other people are making a lot more money on the team, who have been getting a lot more privileges and perks out of that job than I, you know, have. They don't have to juggle as much, you know, they have a pretty laid back job, you know, role on the team, you know, they have it pretty good. And for better or for worse, you know, I don't see that changing, you know, for them anytime soon. So they'll continue to have their cake and eat it too. And, you know, it is what it is. I guess I can't really do much. You know, I was really actually happy because I had and this, mind you, this was several months back, maybe back in October, November. You know, I probably mentioned it on one of these podcasts. Basically, he mentioned that I would be getting a raise, you know, and I guess it was going to be a pretty substantial raise. And, you know, that had me pumped up for a while. You know, and that's one thing about my manager. He's a good guy. He is a good leader, you know. I feel like he is a good manager, but, you know, every person has flaws, right? And regardless of who they are, you know, and you know, I can't name anybody. That's all I can do, sorry. People trying to get over to the lane. Car in front of me was way too... What are you listening to? It's listening to Yu Jing Hun. Jung Hun. And their Hyundai Veloster. Veloster. That's kind of weird. You just ruined someone's morning. Or you made them waste 4 minutes of their day. And he probably blames that on me because I have a big-ass truck. What we're talking about, so the one flaw, you know, that I've noticed with my manager is that he seems to be a liar, you know. And, you know, I can't really confirm that that's the case, and, you know, I don't have a lot of definite evidence that he lies, but he does. Let's just say he's I've lost a lot of confidence and trust in him over the last couple years, based on what he tells me and what actually happens. And I don't know, it's just really frustrating. You know, I was really expecting, you know, at least a 5% raise, you know, which would make a world of a difference in my world. And at the very least, you know, I've been getting an insane amount of positive kudos, feedback from, you know, all these peers, all my colleagues that I'm working with, that I have the pleasure of working with. And, you know, I am really the person taking the grunt of the work, you know. And as good as everyone else is, whatever, as much skill as they have, you know, they're not very willing to assist people. You know, they look at whatever way to say no. You know, it's kind of funny because if they like a person, you know, if it's a particular person that they like, that they've worked with it with a number of years, you know, it's the opposite. They even break policy to help these people out, you know. So it's kind of it's just a very toxic kind of environment to work around, and not something, you know, it's obvious that, you know, I've kind of made it clear over the last couple of years that I don't really like the people I work with, you know. And it's not really that I don't like them, as people. You know, I just don't like them on my team. You know, and a good analogy for this would be let's say, for example, I'm the LeBron James of whatever position I am, right? I'm probably a top 10 candidate at my particular skill set within the state of Utah, where unemployment in my particular field is, if not 0%, less than 0.5%. There are so many opportunities, there's so many jobs, and you know, I've gotten a couple offers above what I'm making, and I've gotten several offers below what I'm making, you know, and for one, I'm grateful because I'm getting, you know, I think they lucked out and were kind of underpaying me for my role because of the circumstances when I started working there, you know, so they kind of got a discount to begin with. And let me go back to my analogy, right? So I don't think I finished that, and you know, I do want to apologize because I am going through an all-nighter. I did get an hour of sleep between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. So I am a little late. I'm actually caught up in traffic here, this piece of shit, bumper-to-bumper traffic, where it takes me 30 minutes to get to work instead of 10 to 15 minutes. But nonetheless, you know, I'm happy to be alive, I think, and happy to be on my way to the final day of this work week, you know, and oh man, I just wish I had more flexibility or a better aptitude, a better ability to communicate. I don't know. I blame it on the depression. You know, I never really used to have any issues communicating with people. But now it's just it's hard to even send a message back on Facebook, even, you know, and I have no idea where that's coming from, because I've always been a very social person, and you know, I was an avid social media aficionado since the very beginning, you know, since the beginning. You know, I got a Facebook account very early on, right after, you know, they started expanding outside of universities, you know, and before that it was MySpace, of course, with your top 8 and Tom and yada yada. And but anyways, I'm kind of keep going off rails here, you know, like I just, let me finish my analogy. You know, I feel like on my team, if I were a basketball player, for example, you know, let's say I'm Kevin Love. He's a good current example, you know, of our current age era. He's playing with all these people around him who he knows he's not going to succeed. You know, for an NBA player that's getting an NBA championship, right? You know, getting a lot of money comes with that, but the main, you know, you feel accomplished, you know, you make the playoffs, all right, you feel a certain level of accomplishment, but you win a ring, you're one of the few champions, you know, of all time in this particular sport. You know, you have a certain you have certain expectations you have to meet, you have certain criteria you're trying to clear, and you know, at the end of the day, you know, you're not gonna be satisfied, you're not gonna feel like you're meeting a purpose if you're not winning an NBA championship, because that's the measurement of success within that particular field, right? But then In my field, you know, that's finishing up the work that's built up, right? There's a ticket count. You know, most organizations have some sort of ticketing system that keeps track of incidents and service requests, yada yada. And you know, at my previous job, you know, we had to administer over 1,000 computers with between 3 people. And, you know, it was not easy, you know, but we worked really hard at it. We kept chugging away at the work, and eventually we got to the point where there was no work. You know, we were on call. We were firefighters. If something broke, if someone needed something and it wasn't working, you know, they came to us and we helped. You know, we felt like superheroes on the spot. You know, we always did our audits. You know, we always passed. We always made sure our security was up to date. We did a great job. You know, we were even rewarded. We were given a top honors, basically like a award. You know, a little fancy award where you get, you know, this you know, $30 plaque. You go into this expensive dinner with other people from your work, and as you just have a good time, they give you a vest, and you know, you're recognized. And usually production level employees are the ones who get those rewards. But you know, we were doing so good at our jobs that we were given those rewards as support staff, you know. And you know, that meant a lot to me at that time, because I feel like they went out of their way to find a way to reward us, you know, for doing nothing more than what was expected of us, and a little bit more. And you know, that's something that I don't feel we have here in my job, and I don't feel like it's gonna be fixed anytime soon. You know, there was a position that opened up, you know, and I thought it was gonna make all the difference, because we've been really shorthanded for a long time. And you know, I think that was, you know, one of the things holding us back, is just having one extra guy on deck to take on some of the workload, you know. And just a lot of stuff that just been lied to, and you know, just disappointments. You know, part of me still thinks that, you know, it makes me think that there's a lie on top of a lie, you know, and you're just building these lies on top of lies. Like, you know, for example, if there is a position still open and you just plan on giving it to someone you like, you know, that you're a friend, you know, you want to play into this what's it called, Napoleon, I forgot what it's called, you know, nepotism, you know, where you give relatives and friends favoritism over positions you hold control or power over. You know, I feel like if that happened, you know, then he definitely lied to me, because I basically spent a couple hours referring good candidates to him, you know, wanting to make a change as a last ditch effort. And that simply did not happen. And actually what ended up happening is it just made things worse, because I had hope, you know, there was hope. I was gonna maybe get a friend on the team. I was gonna have someone to look forward to maybe go to lunch with every day. And, you know, now it's just another lie, you know. That's, you know, and you see the signs, you know, you have a one-on-one, you know, and you see them, you know, touching their lips, or making weird eye movements when they're addressing certain questions that you're asking, you know. So it just makes me wonder, really. But anyways, I'm here at work finally. Looks like there's a bunch of people missing. Unfortunately, not the people I'd prefer to be not here. Whatever. This is a bad week. This is everything. Everything's been bad, you know. And what really irks me, I don't think I mentioned this. Yeah, it's so fucking annoying. Like, we're talking about juggling, doing more juggling than I have to as a piece of shit court jester, right? So it turns out that I get thrown, you know, this extra pin that I have to juggle. Not only that, I get thrown maybe, let's just say, three pins, three rolls, right? And this was unbeknownst to me, you know. I was basically just chosen and given that position without my consent, you know. And of course, when I was asked, you know, I was like, yeah, I'll do it, you know, and not really knowing what I was getting myself into. And it's just really been a lot more than I'm comfortable juggling at this time. To be quite frank with you, this is the longest job I've held in my entire life. It's almost 3 years now, and I just can't really take anymore. I don't know what I'm, you know, if I'm just gonna self-implode and just quit one of these days, or, you know, if I'm gonna get fired by not showing up, bad attendance. But it's just getting really sickening, you know, and there's all these stuff that's coming up that gives you hope, and but it's just not an environment I really want to be at or work in. And it's sad because I do like the people I work for, you know. I like the customers, I like the job itself, I like the position. You know, it's just, you can't really have a good work-life balance when you're working in a team-oriented, you're working in a team where, you know, you're part of a team where the rest of the team doesn't want to function as a team, you know. And what ends up happening is just all this work is, people are overloaded. People are underloaded, you know, and people are overworked, people are burnt out, and then you have all these people calling out for no reason, and then people call out, and then other people feel like they need to call out because they called out and it wasn't fair, and you know the drill. So anyways, I'm going to go waste away my day here. Party of Five, if you guys haven't seen it, you know, it's something a lot of Mexicans go through. Something I've been wanting to talk about twice now on this podcast. But I haven't been, you know, obviously been getting sidetracked. But, you know, it's really important for me to keep these things going. I have been editing more. You know, I've been getting out of my forcing myself to get out of my depression mindset. And hopefully, you know, I can keep it up. So keep an eye out if you're listening to my YouTube channel. For video content, and I do love you. Bye.